The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show too at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Wash your hands. Stay away from people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Celebrate National Chocolate Mousse Day.
There you go.
We're down to the C's already?
Oh, no, it's day.
Day. Not a chocolate. That doesn't deserve a whole month, apparently.
No. Well, I may. No. I haven't looked.
It's not ambitious enough to have a whole month.
Throw some Kahlua on that mousse, then. Once again, we're trying.
Not that bear, that mousse.
Throw some Kahlua on that mousse. I'm trying to think what alcohol would go with chocolate mousse. I don't think some Kahlua in there would be good. Something to get you buzzed.
That would be good.
Everything's got to get you buzzed now. It's the weekend.
Chocolate?
It's the weekend. Butter. I'm drinking till Sunday night.
Oh, the chocolate
night.
Mousse and the peanut butter whiskey will probably
Jesus
go well together.
Christ, that sounds good. Yeah. I'm going to celebrate that today. Well, at least the peanut butter whiskey part.
I'm going to have to start drinking before I go into the pharmacy.
I know. I'm afraid of that. I'm sorry about that.
Might not be advisable.
Yeah. Your temperature might go
up. That might help my mood.
We have made people want to drink and touch their face this morning.
and get high, too. You know, Mention the wacky lettuce.
Or something.
Or something like that.
It'll be easier to smoke tonight. It's so much harder to sneak away to smoke when all the kids are outside.
Oh. Oh, because you're outside.
Yeah.
Oh, but they're inside. You can walk outside. I got it.
Eric says, my dad always called it this ass again.
Yeah.
Whenever mom would find my stash.
Did you even look for a job today? No, mom. That's what they call it.
I'm baked.
Nobody's going to hire me looking like this.
That's how that PSA should have worked. No, I'm baked.
I'm way too high to get a job right now.
And then I texted my wife wondering the shape of the streets because, you know, I live on a hill. And I'll probably slide down the hill.
Okay. And since she's staying at home, she knows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're out.
Well, she's been out.
Oh, she has. Yeah,
and apparently needed my scouting today because she stepped stepped in a pile and tracked it all over the house.
Oh no.
You wait for your scout.
She better clean it up.
You should.
Wait for your advanced poop scout.
Tell her to clean it up before you get home.
Todd's like a bomb-sniffing dog. I mean, you don't go into the minefield without the bomb-sniffing dog.
And that's Todd.
Yeah. Well, she's cleaned it all up.
Good.
But
we were worried.
So we're out making the money.
In the future, you wait for the advanced scout.
Yeah. The advanced turd scout.
Oh. Wait for the minesweeper.
Hey, don't step there.
The turd, the dog turd in the front of the house then. She was leaving the front of the house.
No, she was in the backyard.
Oh, I got it.
Okay. Cleaned it up in the backyard.
Yeah, but there's a dusting out there. She probably didn't even see it.
Oh, no, there's more than a dusting.
Oh, it's snow out there now?
Yeah.
How are you outside? I thought you quit smoking.
I looked.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay.
I went to the bathroom.
I'm going
to
be on this crap.
I looked out
with
the door.
I'm with your wife here.
Nick's been outside.
Yeah, Nick's allowed to smoke. Yeah, he's younger than buddy.
Yeah, but it's a little slick out there.
Yeah, it's totally slick.
Nick's still allowed to smoke. He's younger than you guys.
And his wife will sleep with him if he does.
He's got time to quit.
It's all the other reasons that she's not sleeping with him.
She hasn't gotten to that one yet.
Yeah, that's pretty far down on the list.
There's a lot of reasons. We'll start at the top.
Just give me one. All I need is one.
All right, we'll give you an easy who's older here.
I missed the last one.
It's Jenny Garth's birthday. You may remember her from Beverly Hills 90210 or What I Like About You.
Right.
Or 90210.
Yeah.
That's really it. Yeah.
The other one was the sitcom with Amanda Bynes, whose birthday is today as well, but whatever.
She's done some Lifetime flicks, too. I've seen her.
Jenny Garth's birthday. It's Sebastian Bach's birthday. You may remember him from Skid Row.
Yeah, good dude, man. Real good dude.
Sebastian Bach.
Yeah, it's got to be Sebastian.
Sebastian Bach's older than she is. Yeah, because, although he was really young when that band started, he's still older than she is, yes.
Really?
Yes.
And she was kind of old when that show came around, when 90210.
No, she was one of the younger ones on that
was
show.
Was she?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she was one of the younger ones on that show.
She was at least in her early 20s.
I did not watch that show. But Jenny Garth is 48 today.
Oh, Bach's older.
Oh, yeah, Bach's older than that. Yeah.
Sebastian Bach is 52, is all.
Yeah, yeah.
So congratulations to all y'all.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bach was younger than that group of hair guys that are in her mid-50s, late-50s, because I remember when Skid Row hit, he was really young dude, man.
And he'll
let you light your cigarette off his joint.
That's right. Not anymore, not since coronavirus, but yeah.
No, I mean, he would back in the day.
That's right, he was smoking the wacky lettuce, right?
Like 2 years ago.
Yeah, he had a left-handed cigarette going. I didn't know it was him because he was kind of tucked in the corner on a lawn chair.
Yeah, I remember he was
backstage.
Sitting there.
And he was sitting there, and I didn't know it was him, and I was desperately looking for a light for my cigarette.
By the way, for the rest of us, we all knew it was him.
Yeah,
I did. I was with Todd.
I know.
I'm like, that's Sebastian Bach.
Yeah, not only is he 6'5", he had long hair, and he was dressed like leather pants. He was just like a rock star.
Well, I wasn't looking at him. I was looking at the joint that he had. And I thought, oh,
I love the fact that you did that because
it
made him probably feel like such a regular dude. Because you didn't say, hey, I love your music. Can I borrow your cigarette? You just said, hey, dude, can I borrow that?
Well, Todd just asked for a light.
Yeah, I know that.
And then he was just like, I don't have, can I, okay. And just lit it off the end of the joint.
But thinking he was just a guy back there working with long hair.
Yeah, but as soon as he looked up at me, I was, oh, that's Sebastian Bach. But I didn't say, oh, you're Sebastian Bach.
Yeah.
Again, I was standing about 15, 20 feet back going, am I actually seeing this? is this whole scene actually playing out in front of me?
Yeah, you're right. He was smoking a joint, so I assumed he had a lighter.
Yeah.
And then he said, no, I don't have a light. Well, how about if I just light it off the end of that?
All right.
And I think we had a conversation with him after that, and he promised that in the future, well, we can't do this anymore, but he would have let me have a hit off that joint.
I'm Sebastian.
Hi, I'm Todd.
But we can't share joints anymore.
Nope.
No.
Not for a few months.
Just one of those.
I'm not shaking hands. I ain't swearing.
You
not,
will shake
I am
hands.
Not going to share a joint with you.
Yes, you will.
No, well, maybe you.
Yeah, but you don't know where he's been.
Months from now, you'll be able to share.
Months from now, you're going to.
In a few months from now.
You're going to.
Yeah.
Michelle Bachman,
I'm not going to shake your hand, but I will smoke a joint with you.
Like, there'll be a situation that arises where you're going to have to shake a hand.
Right. And you're going to see someone that you're glad to see. Because when this is over, it will have been months since you have seen any number of specific people.
That live in your area. I know, that live...
And you are going to hug them because you are a human and humans will hug.
Expect a hip raise, by the way.
It's, well, you know, I do.
I fully expect he's going to just be Tyler Mandel from now on.
Right.
I mean, he's just...
I don't.
He's gonna be fist bumping at most.
I don't
but
see that.
But then you got to wash your knuckles, man. Who wants to wash their knuckles all the time?
Wow. I'll wash your knuckles. I don't know what that means. Yeah.
But when you say that, man, it sounds sexy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you get yourself a nice bottle of knuckle sanitizer.
I think they just call that sanitizer. Okay, you got to rub your knuckles.
No, these are specifically for
the
knuckles.
Okay, I'm rubbing my knuckles. There you go. I'll fist you.
The sports news I saw yesterday. Did
there was sports news?
They are. It's now been deleted.
Because sports radio is worthless right now.
I did not see the Mike Leach offensive tweet.
Did you see Mike Leach's offensive tweet?
No.
Yeah, I saw it this morning.
Yeah, when you coach a lot of black players and you tweet out nooses, they might not like you.
What's he thinking?
Oh, he tweeted out nooses?
Because he's a dumbass.
It was a picture of a lady sitting in like, it was like a black and white old picture. This lady, and I think she was white, you know.
Yep.
And she was knitting a noose or making a noose.
They talked about being quarantined at home with your
wife. Yeah, quarantine. After 15 days, she decided to knit him a scarf.
And it's a noose.
And it's a noose.
Mississippi State. Yeah.
And he's a coach. And he's probably coached teams that are 60 to 70% black most of his college career.
And now he's at Mississippi State. It might even be more.
I guess a couple players got pissed about it.
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah, you don't joke about nooses.
He took it off. But well, he's an idiot.
And he just got that gig. He hasn't had a chance to ingratiate himself to those players.
He might have to take down his pro-Trump stuff, too. I know he's a pro-Trumper, which is crazy.
I know if you got your red hat on, you can joke about nooses all you want.
Oh, yeah.
If you coach a bunch of black guys on a football team, you probably shouldn't joke about nooses.
Or if you're a decent human being.
That, too.
Yeah, that was the sports news yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
That was it. Right.
On Michelle Bachmann's birthday, it was on this date in 1882, we lost Jesse James.
Happy birthday!
To the coward Robert Ford.
That's right. To the coward Robert Ford.
And on this date in 1860, you might remember where you were when the Pony Express mail service began in St. Joe, Missouri.
That's right.
Now I'm waiting on the other end at Gothenburg. I was in Gothenburg, Nebraska.
Is that where the first one was? Okay.
Golfing, I was just
That's how Todd looks course. For turds now. He goes out on his horse. He's the advanced Pony Express.
There's
scout.
One.
Then the horse drops one and everything's messed up.
There's more.
Adult webcam sites, online platforms like OnlyFans and Is My Girl have been targeting laid off hotel workers and McDonald's employees. Despite their minimal experience in the adult industry, a statement Is My Girl sent to Vice.
Oh, they're trying to get little hot chicks who work at McDonald's to take their clothes off, right?
Or anybody.
They're recruiting them.
Yes, they're recruiting them. A statement Is My Girl sent to Vice says, Is My Girl will offer laid-off hotel workers the ability to earn 90% of their proceeds.
A lot of those maids are hot, man.
Upwards of $100,000 a year. Almost 100 former McDonald's staff have joined Is My Girl since last week.
Could McDonald's take legal action if one of them wore their uniform?
Well, they might just fire them. Fire them. They probably have to buy
Well, these are former McDonald's staff.
I know.
Over 100 former, so they can't get fired.
Oh, okay.
McDonald's staff have joined Is My Girl since last week.
Well, they're laid off now, so they could actually not get their job back, but I guess the webcam pays more than McDonald's.
When you retire from McDonald's.
Maybe.
Do you get to keep your uniform, or do you have to turn that back in?
I think you own those things, probably.
Is My Girl has experienced a 30% increase in model signups and a 50% increase in overall site traffic.
I can't imagine that
during
McDonald's
the month of March.
Gives you a uniform. They make you pay
they
for
probably
it.
Probably make you
probably.
Pay for it, but
sure.
It's probably your property, so you could be the hot McDonald's girl, although you don't want them wearing their uniform.
Take off those brown pants.
Right.
I haven't seen what they look like anymore, but
they
still the brown outfits.
Take that hat off.
OnlyFans is encouraging content creators to use its platform and has reported 60,000 new content creators.
Now take your apron off.
If you could make fun,
they're whispering into the headset.
If you could make money laying in bed and showing your cooch, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's Mick Cooch.
Think about it. If you had one, Craig, that was your gig, wake up.
One assumes. Right, and he went,
yeah, totally.
One assumes that's a... That's a public cooch if it's mine.
I'm going to show it off if I look like a hot chick.
At OnlyFans, new signups, including clients, have increased by 75% over the past few weeks. FanCentro, a platform that connects models to clients, announced a plan expediting the onboarding process for new performers and offering payouts up front.
You'd have to doll up your bedroom, you know, just to make sure there's...
Oh, it may make it look pretty.
Nothing weird in there.
Yeah.
And then you'd probably have to clean up every day, put a little makeup on.
We had our buddy, did you get that mass message on the Facebook from 9½-toed Luke? It was a girl shooting ping pong balls out.
No, I didn't see that.
I didn't see that one either.
I'll show it to you during the break.
No,
Craig.
Please
don't.
I've seen them before.
Yeah, but you're a ping pong guy, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, she's firing them out from the bed. They're flying out.
How many does she have loaded up in there at
a
time?
She put one in that shot out, so I got...
Oh,
I figured that's what's going to continue to happen, because she had a bowl of ping pong balls, so I figured that's what's going to continue. So
I
see where this is going. I just didn't watch anymore.
Oh, so...
But it flew way out.
So she didn't load up, you know...
No. That'd be...
The magazine, so to speak?
Well, there were...
It was not the clip?
It wasn't a six shooter. It was a
just one at a time.
Yeah, I'll show you in a second.
A single shot.
And I usually don't like the videos, but when I see from Luke, then I watch them.
Right. Now then,
I would think there'd be room for two or three.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Regarding being a cam model, Taylor Stevens, a 29-year-old cam model, warned people who've never done sex work and assume it's easy, you're not going to do as well as you think. She says that she used to work about 40 to 50 hours a week. Now she works 80. And her income has doubled. She...
Craig,
I've seen this before. Yeah. Maybe not her.
Craig just got a glimpse. Did she come to the ping pong club?
Yes.
We share this video on the social media, but I can't.
Yeah, she can, but she's going to need a paddle.
Yeah, there it goes. Whoa.
Wow.
No, she's not.
That was a good shot.
She's got some decent range.
Well, she may need a spanking.
It flew out. Yeah. Man, didn't it? I don't even know how you do that. Ladies, I mean, if you can do that, you know.
I would suggest Kegels.
Yeah.
Well, it's a simple queefing action.
Simple?
Yeah.
It flies way across the room, man.
Well, she's obviously practiced.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks like she's having a good time.
She's an excellent queefer.
Well, she's aiming for targets, too, on the other side of the bed. Right there, you can make money doing that.
Yeah. Well, you'd like, if people are going to pay for that.
Yeah. Well, you ever get a bunch of people looking for stuff to bet on.
Right.
Oh, Dwayne says to ask Loretta Lynn where one can purchase knuckle sanitizer. I think you have the answer.
Loretta Lynn? Oh, yeah. There you go.
You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to Fist City.
Fist City has knuckle hand sanitizer?
That's a good store, Fist City.
Fist City. Come, welcome to Fist City.
So this Taylor Stevens, the 29-year-old cam model, she uses, the OnlyFans, Snapchat, text messaging, Skype, and her own website to connect with her clients.
Right.
She's got more than 211,000 followers on Twitter. She says besides servicing more clients, she says her regulars are now asking to talk more than they used to.
Oh, they're long. They're bored.
She said she believes it's because quarantines have taken a toll on everybody's mental health. She says that they are like online naked therapists.
Listen, we joke about this, but we got people at our houses. I mean, there's got to be people that are following the guidelines, and not necessarily elderly people, but I feel sorry for them too. But younger people that are single in their apartments, not seeing anybody.
No.
And not working.
Right.
That must be just brutal because we all like our free time, but what?
Well, that's all you have.
That's all you have.
I'm confused about
you.
And you can't see
the
anybody.
Logistics of how these women get paid. Because I get guys who what? Tip them virtually?
Confused or interested. Yeah.
Yes.
And then,
how do you set an account up?
I assume. They only get a portion of that. Whatever the host site probably has to take some money.
Well, the one company said they were upping that to 90% during this particular period of time.
So the cam model gets to keep 90% of
now
whatever she's tipped.
Right now at this one company. That is not necessarily the case after people are not stuck in their houses anymore.
But still, that company's making 10%, so they're fine.
I imagine usually it's
more.
She gets a lot less.
Are you tipping in Bitcoin or...
No,
you may just be tipping in their own their own little cash,
and they turn into cash.
Pay them, and you get a certain amount of tokens that you can then divide amongst whoever you are watching.
Yeah. Now, 24% of small businesses, according to a new poll by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, are going to be out of business within 2 months.
Yeah, that's scary.
24% of small businesses, 11% of small businesses say they're going to be shut down within a month.
They need much more stimulus. But I don't think that the turtle wants to give any more.
That's not going to happen.
I know. And they need it. Canada and other countries that care, seem like they care more, are actually paying more. And just it's about keeping people alive.
But we got airlines we're going to have to
bail out. Oh, that's right. And big hotel chains.
Yeah.
I like the meme floating around that says, if capitalism works so well, how come it has to rely on socialism every 10 years?
Yeah, it does.
True.
Yeah, it does. That's a fact, but, that's an educated fact, and you threw it over people. That went over people's head like that ping pong ball did right there.
Right?
And apparently several
it's just a ping pong ball.
Apparently several grocery stores that are open now,
yes,
they're going to close Easter Sunday for the day to give their people a day off and to thank them for working during this time.
That's a good idea.
Like Trader Joe's, Sam's Club, Costco, stuff like that. Well, then they're working.
Yeah. Well, no, somebody should go in and disinfect it that day.
Well, they probably disinfect every day.
Yeah. Yeah, but if the place is empty, it's easier to disinfect.
Well, they close. Right.
Well, that's why they've been shortening up their hours, too.
Oh,
so there's more hours to clean overnight.
I did see the Target was
Target's one of those that's going to close on Easter Sunday to give all their people a day off. So several of the grocery stores that remain open are going to be doing that.
Suck it, Jesus.
No. I can't believe anyone would say that.
You're appreciated it indeed.
Yeah.
TNTRadioEmpire.com for all the podcasts and the streaming of the program. Thank you for listening. Trying to make things a little normal for you and for us, for that matter. Have a great weekend. If you got plans, where the hell are you? I'd like to know where you're allowed to go out and do anything.
Yeah, if you got plans, you're doing it wrong.
You're in another country. I don't know where you're listening to, because I don't think you should be out anywhere in the world, for that matter. Wash your hands. Stay away from us and other people.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Good night. Stay safe.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.